harder.
Exactly. Well, the ridiculous Green New Deal is no deal at all for most of us. The Green New Deal is a war on consumers. It's a war on you. It's a war on me. It's a war on common sense, whether they're coming after our appliances. The dishwasher, by the way, the most regulated appliance in your home. But they're coming after your cars, too. And my next guest, Diana Furtgott-Roth, is the director of at the Center of Energy, Climate, and Environment at the Heritage Foundation. Diana, good to have you back on the program.
Great to be with you.
Greatly appreciate it. So these new rules are now in effect that basically Joe Biden and his folks that don't worry about what a gallon of gas costs because they don't pay for it. It gets filled into their cars and their jets and their yachts, and they don't care. They're forcing regulations down the throats of Americans that make no sense whatsoever. And they're killing the American family, and they're going to kill the auto industry. The EV push is going to destroy General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. I mean, Donald Trump has been calling this spot on for a long time. I said this from day one. I said, the first time I heard GM say, we're going to be all electric, I said, GM will go out of business if they go down that path. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's no way these rules can, in practice, be implemented. The way it works is that by 2032, only 30% of cars sold can be gasoline-powered cars, traditional internal combustion engine vehicles, compared with about 93% right now. And Americans just are not going to buy electric vehicles in those quantities. They cost too much. They're inconvenient to charge up. And they don't work in cold weather. I mean, think about if you're a farmer or a handyman or a small businessman in a pickup truck, and you go around with all your load of stuff in the back that you need to do your job. There's no way you can stop in the middle of the day for 2 hours.
Here's something that perplexes me, Diana. Maybe you can shed some light on this. We're traveling this week. We're working from the road. And one of the Uber drivers that picked Ivy and I up came in a hybrid Toyota van. Hybrid, right? He loves it. He's owned it about a year. I said, when do you plug it in? Oh, you don't have to plug it in. The hybrid part, it generates its electricity on its own. The engine, how's your gas mileage? Between 40 and 50 miles to the gallon. Why this push towards strict EVs? Hybrids people would probably buy in colder weather or in other places because we have enough technology with these EcoBoost type engines that you can get the power and your handyman with all of his equipment in there could get to the job site. Why this strict approach to EVs when we know people don't want them? They don't work in cold weather. Like you said, I live in Michigan. Nobody wants it in northern Michigan in the wintertime. Nobody trusts it. So why this push to strict EVs?
Well, I think, by the way, you were driving a Toyota Sienna. Those vehicles are so popular, the non-plug-in hybrids, that now Toyota, I think, has practically stopped making the pure gasoline-powered version. And there isn't even a tax credit to buy these. This is an example of Americans going for good technology without a tax credit because it makes sense for everybody. And by the way, they have smaller batteries, so they're better for the environment. As to why the Biden administration wants to go pure battery-powered electric, I think it's an ideological stance. They say that these vehicles are emissions-free, but they're not emissions-free because we use electricity made with coal and natural gas.
Absolutely.
To charge them up. So they're not emissions-free. It's a matter of religion. And Holman Jenkins, the Wall Street Journal columnist, suggested in his column on Saturday that President Biden knew this wasn't going to work, but he was doing it to appeal to the youth vote, the same way that he tried to write off $400 billion of student loan debt in 2022 to get the youth vote, even though he knew that was going to be overturned by the Supreme Court.
But he's still doing that. He doesn't care. He just gave away another $6 billion in student loan forgiveness to another 60 or 70,000 people who went and got lousy degrees that they couldn't make any money on. It's the university that should be held accountable for that, but that's a different thing. Let me ask you about this. When you look at the future of energy in America, we're going to reject EVs. That's happening because otherwise General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler won't exist anymore. That's a fact if you continue to push this down the people's throats. But there are ways to get there. I see these modular nuclear power stations that are about the size of a small minivan now that can power, you know, a good sized city or a region. These are smaller practical applications of what you just called good technology. What is the future of energy? Because America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy, and without it, America will come to a stop. The whole economy, everything will stop without cheap energy. How do we get there?
Well, if you look over the past 20 years at the six criteria pollutants that the Environmental Protection Agency puts out levels of, they are all going down. Our carbon emissions have gone down by 1,000 million metric tons over the past 15 years. Why? Because we're using clean natural gas. The clean natural gas is substituting for the coal. Our air is naturally getting cleaner while we use domestically produced, relatively inexpensive resources. And if we took some of the regulations off nuclear power, that is another magnificent energy-dense technology. So we do have a way to get there. And in fact, using wind and solar drives Americans' electricity bills up.
Of course
it does. It makes it more expensive because intermittent energy is more expensive than continuous energy. I mean, Steve, did you know that it costs less to run a natural gas power plant continuously than have that backup plant backing up a wind farm turning on?
Of course,
on
it's ridiculous. And speaking of solar panels, you know, just in the last couple of days, another huge solar panel farm devastated in Texas by this thing we call a hailstorm, as if they don't happen in Texas very often. We see that happening. Diana, I got to leave it there. Maybe we can talk about that next time. But it's a fool's errand. Thinking that we can bring in these windmills and solar panels. Anyhow, Dana, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Dana Furcar-Roth, director at the Center of Energy, Climate, and Environment at the Heritage Foundation. Yeah, Joe Biden's plan here is a failed one. I can tell you that as far as the climate change, Green New Deal. If AOC is doing the thinking, boy, do we have problems. If AOC is doing the thinking, boy, do we have problems. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to see you here. We're in North Carolina today. We'll do more investigating, more reporting on what we're finding here tomorrow. Don't go.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, invites you to come experience the incredible benefits of CBD. But here's the scoop, folks. CBD is not marijuana. It comes from hemp, which has the highest concentration of CBD. Hemp's been around for centuries, and it won't get you high. People use CBD to manage pain, stress, anxiety, and to help them sleep. It's also great for pets, trust me on that. CBD is here to help. The best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Promo code Gruber for 40%.